nothing's unforgettable. Now maybe I can grieve our mediocrity. So last starters, then I play you out. What was our song again? What was our song again?
That was Skull Eyes by True Widow. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Abby. You're listening to Tomfoolery. I hope everyone's having a pretty good day. Definitely not as sunny as the last time I had my show, but, you know, it's cool. Feeling pretty chill today, so I think the vibes are, like, kind of rock-ish, but, like, pretty chill overall. Yeah, a lot has happened. It was my birthday since the last time I came on. We had Spring Fling, Marathon Monday. Shout out to anybody who ran the Boston Marathon. I could never, but go you. Anyway, I'm just gonna let the music play for a little while. We have some Fiona Apple coming up, one of my all-time faves. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
Too soon, I don't know how to live without my handler's throat. I fight him always and still. Oh, darling, it's so sweet. You think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't spook easy, you won't go, but I know and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run, free yourself up as fast as you can. Your faithful man. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin, fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Sometimes
fast as
Much, much better off, better by far, by far. I wouldn't know what to say to a gentle voice. It rolled right past me. And if you talk it up, you see, I don't really have a choice. So don't even ask me. I'm much better off the way things are. Much, much better off. So keep on calling me names, keep on, keep on. I keep kicking the crap till it's gone. If you keep on killing, you could get me to settle. And as soon as I settle, I better be able to move on.
Was Fiona Apple The Way Things Are? All right, guys, I have kind of a confession. Obviously, since it's daytime radio, everything I play has to be clean, but honestly, the last few months I've been in a really big music rut, and I've just been listening to honestly mostly like rap from high school, like not even current rap, like Comethazine, guys. Like, if you've ever listened to Comethazine, it's kind of embarrassing as a 22-year-old like adult woman to say that I still listen to Comethazine, but like, if you've never heard his stuff, like, you're really not missing out. You don't need to listen to it, but obviously I can't play that, so I hit up my friend, shout out Kellen, who gave me a good handful of music to play today. He told me that it should be a Fiona Apple Wednesday, so thank Kellen for the fact that you guys just got to hear two Fiona Apple songs in a row. So yeah, since we can't play Lil Skies, Shoreline Mafia, Comet, you know, the things I was listening to as a high school little teen, we are gonna play a song Kellen showed me called Cool Thing by Sonic Youth, And then we're going to play a couple other songs from like some really classic bands, Neutral Milk Hotel, Gorillaz coming up. So yeah, please enjoy Cool Thing by Sonic Youth.
I'm
Right, that was 5-4 by Gorillaz, or 5/4? I don't really know, but it's a song in 5/4 time, which is like, it's like 5 beats per measure, and that's why it has that like cool like sound. I don't really know how to describe 5/4 time. But yeah, we're almost at the halfway mark. I wish I had like a funny story to tell you guys, but honestly, my life recently has just been a lot of L's. Like, I think I get at least 2 job rejection emails a day, and like honestly nothing like that to keep you humble, but like at least when they email me that I'm getting rejected, like at least they're not ghosting me, you know. That's like the main problem I'm having. So normalize getting rejected and ghosted on the daily by various companies. It feels like it's like I apply. Yeah, anyway, we don't need to talk about me getting rejected by a bunch of jobs, but I'm trying to think about like things in my life to talk about, but everything has recently just been kind of embarrassing. Actually, I'll tell you guys a really funny, embarrassing story. Like last Thursday, I had a quiz in like this like comp sci math class, and we were supposed to draw a graph, and the whole class, like we had like 30 minutes to do this quiz. And I just drew a frowny face and walked out within the first 5 minutes because I was like, F this, I don't know what's going on. And then when I left, like, I was the only person who had turned in a quiz. And, like, the teacher goes to literally a class of 100 students and me not there. And she goes, guys, when I said draw a diagram, I did not mean a frowny face. in front of 100 people, I was like, you're savage. You spare nobody. So, yeah. That was like a public L I took. Yeah. No like really funny stories, but well, like funny, like good. Like only funny, like if you're laughing at me, which is like fine. And like, yeah. Anyway, I think it's PSA time. We're just about at halfway. Today I have one for you about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It is the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Yeah, I feel like pedestrian safety in Boston is, like, such a gamble because people here drive like lunatics, and, like, I feel like they enjoy cutting off pedestrians. Like, and, like, when you take a step into the street to cross, like, they enjoy that they're, like, 6 inches away from killing you. You know what I mean? I think it, like, gives people the thrill that they lack in their daily lives. And, like, same with the pedestrians here. The pedestrian, like, I feel like it's like a power struggle between the pedestrians and the drivers for like who is the alpha on the roads, and like nobody wins. Like the crosswalk by Cummings, are you kidding me? That's like a daily bloodbath, I feel like. But I don't know. Crossing the road is important. Be safe. Yeah. I'm just going to play more music because I don't really have any other stories to tell. I'm going to try to think of something funny that happened to me so you guys can have some, like, entertainment, but it's literally just stories of me, like, taking L's left and right. But, you know, we take those. You know, we take those. All right, up next is Ring by Joe.
Thank you.
All right. Oops, sorry about the delay. That was Mer de Japon by Air. Next up is a song called Spoon by Sibo Mato. And let me read you guys a little bit about them because they're kind of cool, I feel like. Hang on. Okay, so they're a Japanese-born duo, and then they relocated to New York and christened with an Italian band name. Sibo Mato's music mirrored the melting pot aesthetics of their origins, resulting... Sorry, I lost my place. Okay, resulting in a heady brew of funk samples, hip-hop rhythms, tape loops, and fractured pop melodies, all topped off by surreal narratives sung in a combination of French and broken English. So yeah, it's like these two Japanese women who came to America and then just made like really cool, like hybrid music, more or less. And yeah, I've played another one of their songs during my time slot called King of Silence, which I really like. So we'll listen to Spoon, and then I'm gonna play another song that Kellen gave me. It's called Johnny 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 by Underscores, which I listened to for the first time today, and it's like fun, so just get into it, and yeah, here we go.
Longer. Lucky, funny in my pocket, just tryna get my flock, and I'm cynical. no tip when I get a new balance. No ship when I need a new racket. No hit, I might need a new following. No dripping with all of the prominence. Dribbles out of cracks, cuz get it, I'm mature. Now I sip, then I floss, like my heart, but it's burner. 근데 왜 잤나 하면 근데 참 어리석어서 내가 참 너무 몰랐어. 야, 내가 이렇게 안 따라가면 사지로 오겠지. 생각은 그걸 했어. 그리고 그냥 자버렸어.
All right, that has been Blossom by Audrey Nuna. I'm gonna let it play out. So as I mentioned earlier, a lot of the stuff I'm playing today, I honestly have not really been listening to that much, just because like everything I've been listening to is like rap from high school, which is a lot of XXXTentacion. So the next song is gonna be from him. Sorry, I feel like at the end of my shows, I always drop the vibe. Like, there's, like, a vibe for, like, 80% of the song, and then the last 20% is just random crap that I want to play. So the next song is, like, probably one of my faves of all time. It's called I Don't Even Speak Spanish, LOL, by XXXTentacion with Rico Santana, Juda, and Andres Babi. Yeah, I'm like really addicted to this song. We only have time for a few more, so here you go. Mami, está vente. Mami, está vente. Pide a la gente. Sé que tu cuerpo me pide calor. Y sé lo que siente. La noche te prende. No te preocupes, me gusta. We got time for one more song today, and it's gonna be Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus, my go-to karaoke song. I'm pretty sure this is the clean version. I'm like pretty positive. Yeah, doesn't say explicit, but yeah. I hope everybody has a good day. I hope this isn't my last show. I think I'll have one more before we get a new schedule with like summer shows. But yeah, I hope everyone has a good afternoon. And yeah, here you go, Teenage Dirtbag.